Okay. End of war. Continuation of the previous. So what we can do is then that we have that we base the characters on the real ones here. So we got the president there of Russia, the way basically the one there now, but idealized maybe or optimistically to fit in our story, that, you know, and we show him from the point of view of an ordinary guy who finds himself sitting there in the top leadership position, and he's been there for 20 years or something, and he's growing old and he's tired, and now all this comes. So what to do? And he's smart enough to have gather a team around him with the best experts in the whole country, and but he's also now becoming more and more in his older days, getting into the spiritual parts of life. He's working there with the Orthodox, Russian Orthodox priests, and I know some of them, you know, the top people, and sometimes speaks to them, you know, what would you recommend? And then he has now the partner there, the leader of China, and they are, you know, that top leader there, and that crew around, you know, they more or less see it that he's a representative outward, but they are a team, and they are more and more, and have been for 10, 15 years or so or more, looking more into also their own traditional wisdom and knowledge, the Confucian and the Taoist and all of that, and the Buddhism even. How those are also there, building helping to build a foundation for how to run a society. So he's asking Chinese, and he gets some advice from there, right, from the Confucian and Taoist thinking. And then you got the Indian, and this is the most remarkable thing, that those three are now friends and working together. So then he asked the Indian, and he, you know, he quotes Bhagavad Gita and Chanakya Pandit and all kinds of, you know, wisdom coming up there. How to take it easy and not get too aggressive, you know, sattvic mode of goodness, but then when it's time to act, you do it very strongly, and some things, I mean, we can study all of that too. So we can get that into the story there, all these. How this whole thing there with the war threatening it goes down there into the depth of our souls, and the wisdom there from bygone ages, and you know, the Mahabharata, and there we can anchor this whole thing in this question there, you know, is this going to be the new much bigger Mahabharata, or are we this time able to end war? And something, of course, we can't, or always going to be there. But the big one, you know, maybe. And that's the question that is there, lingering throughout the book, you know, can humans ever come to the point of when they are in that situation there, of the choice, war or no war, which they are going to choose. And we can bring up there John F. Kennedy, some quotes there, you know, something about how he thought about things. Yeah. And there's some weight to this book.